Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God, we bless you. God, we magnify you. We glorify you. God, we lift your name up, God. God, we magnify you. God, we exalt you, Lord. God, we lift you up, God. God, we magnify your name, Father God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. God, we bless you. We bless you. Hallelujah. 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 God, we exalt your name. Hallelujah. God, we give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. Hallelujah. God, you are worthy. God, you are worthy. God, you are worthy. God, you are worthy. And we lift you up. Hallelujah, God. And we just bless your name, God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. And we tell you, thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your goodness, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for working things out for our good. We thank you, Lord God, for making a way out of no way. God, we thank you for our right mind. We thank you for the provision, Lord God, that you give us. We thank you, God, for, Lord God, the food on our table and the clothes on our back. God, we thank you, Lord God, for our right mind. We thank you, God, for peace in our homes. God, we thank you for sweet sleep. God, we just thank you. We thank you for those little things, Father God. We thank you. We thank you for your comfort. We thank you for your counseling. We thank you, God, that you never change. You are always the same. God, we just want to tell you thank you on tonight. We thank you, Lord God. We just thank you. We 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 thank you. God, we thank you. God, we cannot tell you enough. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord God. God, we appreciate you, Lord. And we just tell you we love you. God, we love you, and we just thank you, Lord, because you've done so much. You've done so much. Hallelujah. God, you've done so much, Lord, and we just tell you we love you. We appreciate you. We appreciate all that you've done. God, we appreciate you never changing. You're always the same, and you never leave us, God. We just tell you thank you for that. God, we appreciate that, Lord. We can't even tell you how grateful we are. God, we're so grateful because you look out for not just us, but our family, our loved one, our children, our extended family, our adopted family. God, you just look out for all of us, and we just want to tell you thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, and thank you, and thank you, and thank you again. God, we just thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. We just thank you, Lord. God, we cast all our cares upon you right now, Lord God. We throw it at your feet right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. As we press in, Father God, as we press through, Father God, we, Lord God, hallelujah. God, cast all our cares upon you, every concern that we have, everything that's going on, Father God, in our lives, God, that we are concerned about. God, we lay it at your feet. Lord God, everything, Father God, that's on our heart, every person, every name, Father God, every situation, Lord God, that has been brought to our attention, God, we lay it at your feet, God, because we can do nothing, God. We serve it up to you, Father God. We put it on a platter, Father God. Lord God, we give it just to you, Father God. God, because we know that you can handle it. We know, God, that you can bear it. Father God, we know it, Father God, because you are great. You are great, God. There's nothing impossible for you, oh God. And you know the situation. You know the details, Lord. You know how to go in. You know how to pull out. You know how to pluck up. Father God, you know how to separate. Lord God, you know how to divide. You know how to put together. You know how to reconcile. Father God, you know all the ins and outs, God, that God, we do not know, Father God, because if we try to put our hands to it, Lord God, we could hurt somebody. We could destroy somebody. So God, we step back and move to the side, God, and we just give it over to you, God, because there's some anger in there. There's some, Lord God, misunderstanding going on. There's some wrath going on. There's some malice and resentment and bitterness and anger, Father God, and people want to fight, Lord God. So we're asking you to step in, Father God. We ask you, God, to remove that hate, God, that boils so deep in the hearts of your people over all these different things because of the disappointments, God, because of unrealistic expectations, Lord God, that we have, Father God, and we think this shouldn't happen, we think that shouldn't happen, or you shouldn't have did this, or all that foolishness, God, I'm asking you, God, to help us, God, to have a heart of acceptance, Lord God, and simply forgive, God, and not hold any grudges, not hold anything in our hearts, God, but have a heart of absolutions, Lord God, that this stuff would never come back, it would never hinder, it would never cause a person to fall or to stumble. Lord God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, God, that you would go in, Father God, and see about your people and their relationships, Lord God, son and mother and father and brother and father and son and father and mother. Father God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, the relationship with sister and brother and sisters and sisters and son and child and daughter and mother. God, there's so many dynamics, Lord God, that I cannot even name them all. God, as you flash them before my face, God, I'm asking you to work on behalf of your people, God, to reconcile, to forgive, to let go of even the regrets in the heart, God, because I wish I didn't do it. I wish I didn't say this and I did that, Father God, and even the delusions and, Lord God, misrepresentations, Lord God, that, Father God, even the lies we told ourselves, Lord God, to believe a lie, Father God, because, Father God, we couldn't reconcile it in our mind. We couldn't understand it. So, Father God, we just made up something. We conjured up something which was a lie that caused a rift in the body, that caused a rift in the family. So, God, we're asking you to bring us all back together, Lord God, sew it back together, reconcile it, God, in the name of Jesus. God, let your people take accountability for their actions and, God, the lies that they told, the things that they said and done. Father God, that they, Father God, can get free. Help them to understand and help them to get free. Help them to understand and help them to be free in the mind, God, in the heart, God. They won't be so heavy laden. They won't be so carrying so much rocks, Lord God. They won't be carrying some stones and some, Lord God, dumbbells and all these different things on chains, God. That yoke will be released, God. They won't feel so heavy. And God, they can be healed, because some of this stuff is unforgiveness. Some of it, God, is sin, Lord God, that's calling sickness and disease in the body because, Lord God, we're holding unforgiveness. We're holding hate. We're holding too much burdens. We're holding a lie, and we refuse to accept the truth. God, help us in our minds, God, in the name of Jesus, that we won't continue to live in a lie and live in the God that delusions and illusions and stuff that we conjured up in our own minds, God. God, so that we can be right. God, help us, Lord, to lay down that pride, Lord God, and dismiss it, dismantle it, God, in the name of Jesus, that it can no longer, Father God, build up a wall, God, brick upon brick, tear it down, God, in the name of Jesus. As you expose these things, God, give your people a heart of acceptance, Lord. And God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, help them, Father God, to stop blaming other people for the decisions they made, the choices they made. God, help them, Father God, to accept it, Lord, accountability for their own choices, their own decisions, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you help them, Lord, to give it all over to you, because you are the burden breaker. You are the chain breaker. You are the link breaker, Father God, and you can take away all the confusion in the mind and even in the heart. Remove the black spots, God, in the heart. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, those things, Lord God, that we don't even know is there. God, we're asking, God, that you remove it, God. And even those addictions, Lord God, that has your people going around in circles, round and round, Father God, not realizing, God, that something needs to be broken, a chain, oh God, a cycle, a curse, something needs to be broken, and it starts within their own heart. I'm asking, God, in the name of Jesus, God, help them, God, Help the families to be reconciled. Help the marriages be reconciled. Oh God, let them know, Father God, you honor marriages, Father God, and it's okay to disagree. What's important is the love, that they will love one another, that they will submit to one another. Oh God, that they will be, Lord God, what you have to God designed them to be in the name of Jesus. God, communicating, not arguing, not pointing a finger or blaming, and not having a stubborn mind and stubborn heart. Oh God, saying, I'm not doing that because they not doing that. Father God, help us, Lord, to cast down those vain imaginations that's causing, Lord God, even more destruction in our minds. God, remove it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Remove the spirit of division. God, go through the houses. Go through the families. Cut it off. God, take the... Oh, God, take that fork. And God, just cut it out. God, that knife. God, and cut it out, God. That it can no longer hinder. That it can no longer hurt. That it can no longer cause pain within. Which is causing them, Father God, to show pain without and cause pain on other people and cause other people to feel what they feel. I'm asking God in the name of Jesus. Help them, Father God, to release all that stuff, Father God, all kind of stored up, Father God, hidden away in the cupboards behind closed doors, God, in their heart. Because the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. We don't know it. We don't know what we do. We don't understand, Father God, what we're doing. So, God, I'm asking you, God, to help your people have a breakthrough. Oh, God, help them come and be illuminated in their mind, God. Help them to hear your word. Help them to read your word. Let them be a message through the TV, on the radio, on the billboard. Maybe somebody walk past and say something, Lord God, that would jolt them, that would wake them up, that would cause them to come to their senses. Oh God, and help them to consider and reconsider. God, send them to holy sanctuaries, an altar sanctified, set apart for you. God, where there's no foolishness, no compromising, go on. God, that they can lie on the altar and cry out, God, help. Cry out, God, I can't handle it. Cry out, God, I need you. Oh, God, we all need you, God. God, we're asking that you draw us a little closer in the name of Jesus. God, we want to get into that secret place. God, we want to commune with you. God, we want to be closer to you. In the name of Jesus, God, we want to have a relationship with you, God. Like never before. God, we want to hear your voice so clear. God, open up our ears that we can hear. God, we want to feel your breath. God, we want to feel your presence. God, we want to have a communion, a conversation with you, God. Oh, God, we want you, God, to wake us up in the middle of the night. Oh, God, we want you, God, to call us, Lord God, into prayer in the midday. God, we want to get closer to you, Father, like never before. So we're asking you, draw us closer. We can't come up to you, Lord, unless you allow us to. As our King, point your scepter at us, God. Point it, Lord God, so we can come into your throne. God, come, we can come into the holies of holies. Sanctify our souls, God, that we would be presented unto you as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, Father, that your glory can reign, Father God, that you can get all the praise, all the honor, Father God. Strip away all the old stuff, the lies, the deception, the manipulation, God, even the bewitchment. God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, God, take away the jealousy and the envy and the vengeance and the give back, the malice wanting to hurt other people. God, the stinginess, the greed, the anger, Father, the selfishness, Lord God, self-centeredness, Lord God, God, the haughtiness, the pride. Oh God, I'm asking you, Lord, antagonizing one another, pointing the finger, judging. Oh God, you are the judge, and we're supposed to discern and perceive and move by your spirit. God, God, guide us, Lord, that we can move by your spirit and not in the flesh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we're asking you, Lord, help us, Lord. Help us to raise up our children, God, and teach them and show them your word. God, it don't matter the age, Lord God. God, give us the wisdom of how to plant the seeds. God, give us the wisdom of how to water some seeds. Oh, God, so that you can give the increase, God, because we want all of your people, God, to come into the full knowledge of you and mature in you, Father, and understand, Father God, there's greatness in them. There is more to them than meets the eye, and it's definitely more than what the world may say. God, I ask you in the name of Jesus, touch the heart of our youth, God, whatever age group they're in. Let them not be deceived by what they see and what they hear. There's so much temptation out there and so much perversion. Father, I'm asking you, God, help them to say no to the perversion. Help them to say no to the scorner. Help them to say, Lord, to the sin and the shame. Help them to say no with buddying up with the wrong crowd. Help them to say no, that they're going to do right. They're going to walk upright before you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I'm asking you, Lord, help them, Father God, to understand, God, how you bless them that serve you. How you bless them, Lord God, that deny their flesh and the lust thereof and the pride of life. God, bless our day, Father God, that serve you with all their heart, all their mind, all their soul, all their strength. Oh, God, I'm asking you to help them, Father. Help them to come, Lord God, before you and pray, Father God, on their behalf of their parents, on the behalf of their siblings. God, draw them in to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, and let them not be deceived. So much is going on in the schools, in the colleges, even on the streets, God. God, I'm asking you, cover them, keep them, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I'm asking you, Lord, help your people to understand who they are, and they don't have to compromise because a man has hurt them or because a woman has hurt them. Father, ask you, Lord, to help them, Father God, to stay humble and stay meek and lowly and allow you, Father God, to help them, Father God, find their wife and help the woman wait on their husband and not compromise and not throw in the towel or think they got to lay with a man just to get the love. God, you can give them the love. All they got to do is seek you. God, help them, Father God, to understand they don't have to give it up to get enough. You are more than enough. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. You are their provider. You are the one that can bring in, oh God, everything they need. All they got to do is wait on you. God, help them, Father God, to recognize this thing, God. Help them to understand who they are, that they're your child, that they're the chosen, that they're part of your royalty. And God, that you haven't owned everything in this world if they just simply wait on you. God, that they can have everything they need right there. Oh, God, they walk right in and smack them in the face. Hallelujah. Because of their faithfulness. Because they refuse to bow down to Baal. They refuse to bow down to what the world says. They refuse to bow down to man. In the name of Jesus, God. God, remove the perversion out of the minds and the hearts of your people, perverting your word and applying it the way they think it needs to be applied. God, I'm asking you, God, remove it, Father God. Expose it for what it is. God, remove, God, the fog and the confusion, God, regarding your word, and let your people come into the revelation of the truth in the name of Jesus. God, we're asking for your wisdom on what to do and how to do, Lord God, in our daily lives, God, as we walk upright before you. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus, touch your leaders, God, those that you have put in place in the name of Jesus to govern over your body, parts of your body. God, I'm asking you, God, to pour into them by your spirit in the name of Jesus. God, pour into them, God, in the name of Jesus, that they won't become, Father God, fragile or weak or grieved in their spirit. Hallelujah. But God, that they want to, Father God, serve you, God, and stay in your presence, and they deliver the word unto your people, God, that is sharper than any two-edged sword, going in and cutting out, dividing asunder all the stuff, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, let them have fleeces like flint. Let them not be, God, detoured or snared in any way, shape, or fashion. But let them stand, Father God. God, cover them, their children, their families. Put a hedge of protection around their homes, their vehicles. God, even those children, Father God, Lord God, that's out there in the world doing what they want to do. Father, we know, God, because you showed us, Lord, in your word, God, that the righteous can intercede on behalf of the sinner. Father God, the righteous, Father God, can sanctify the house. So, God, we're asking you, God, we're asking you, cover them, God, and help them to recognize the error of their ways and allow them to come back into your temple, Father, and receive, Lord God. Help us to all to receive everything, God, that you have for us. Give us a heart of acceptance, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, order our steps, Lord. Help us, God, not to be ashamed of the testimony that you have given us, but help us to shout aloud and spare not, to tell the truth. God, put the word down on the inside. Stir up the gifts inside your people. Let them not stay dormant. Let them not sit on the gifts, Lord, but activate those gifts, Lord, in the name of Jesus, so that your kingdom, Father God, can stand. Father God, so that your kingdom can be built up in the name of Jesus. God, I'm asking you, Lord, remember every person and every name, God, that has been placed on your altar. God, the people are crying out on behalf of different situations, Lord. God, different people. God, we're praying out on behalf of those that can't even or don't know to pray for themselves. God, we're standing in the gap, God, and we ask you, God, to remove some things, change some things, rearrange some things, put things in order. Father God, put your people in their proper positions. Put them, Lord God, in a strong place with a strong foundation, Father God. Settle them, Lord God. Equip them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Regulate the mind, God. Again, Father God, I ask you, Lord, remove the confusion in the mind, because it's not you. Let the people understand you are not, and you will never be, the author of confusion. And let them know that if they are in that dark place, you are right there with them, and that you can just speak a word. Just simply speak it and shift the atmosphere. Shift their whole life. Huh? Shift their whole life. And they would never be the same. Never. Oh, Lord. I'm asking you to work on behalf of your people. Heal, Lord God, deliver and save, Lord. Bring salvation, Lord. Save our people. Save us from ourselves. Save our family members. Save our children, Lord. Salvation, Lord. Salvation in the homes, Lord. Go through our homes, Lord, and remove every spirit that is contrary to your word. I ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, And God, we just thank you. God, we tell you we love you and we appreciate you, Lord. God, we thank you, Lord God, for keeping our borders. We thank you for keeping, you have kept us, Lord, over the years. Even before we were born, you kept our lineage. And God, we just thank you for keeping our borders. And God, I ask that you prepare us for what is to come. Let us not be caught off guard. Let us not be perplexed, stunned, or put in a stupor. But God, give us the courage to hear what your spirit is saying and see afar off and prepare. Give us that keen discernment, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, help us, Lord, to pray and intercede for one another continually. For we are our brother's keeper. God, we thank you for circumcising our heart. And we thank you for meeting us here on tonight in prayer. God, we tell you we love you and we appreciate you. God, let your spirit rest on this altar, that as the people come, they will feel your presence. As they step through the door, the chains will begin to fall off, that they will not leave here the same. They can't. Lord, we just bless you. And we give you all the praise, all the honor, and the glory. We love you, Lord. In your son Jesus' name I pray. Amen.